All right, Eagles fans, well, the Eagles are now off the clock here in the fifth round. They've selected West Virginia running back Wendell Smallwood, one of the more versatile running backs in this draft class, Greg, and a guy that can be moved all around the formation, good athlete, good receiver out of the backfield. I like his quickness. When you first heard this pick, why don't you share with our viewers what was the first thing you thought of?
First thing I thought of was DeAnthony Thomas, who the Chiefs drafted a couple of years ago in the fourth round. So to me, Wendell Smallwood is that kind of player in a Doug Peterson offense. And I think when we show you some of these plays, people will get a real good feel for that.
Absolutely.
Because Smallwood's not a feature back, obviously. He's a piece. He's a guy you'll play ideally 15, 17 snaps a game, and you'll have specific packages for him. And here, this is a play from the Kansas City Chiefs. It was last year. This is DeAnthony Thomas, and most people remember him at Oregon. But with the Chiefs, he started to be used a lot last year before he got hurt. So what's going to happen? He's going to motion across the formation, end up right over here, and you're going to have what's a bunch formation. So let's clear the screen, bring him over there. So you get a tight bunch formation. And what are they going to run? They're going to run what's essentially a tunnel screen. So you're trying to get Thomas / Smallwood into space to use that quickness, to get him with a lot of room in front of him early in the down so he can use that kind of quickness and speed, because we know he runs about a 4.42.
And one of the best ways you're going to see that speed in action is in space.
Absolutely.
One of the ways we saw that a lot with Doug Peterson's offense last year, the fly sweep.
So again, you're looking at Thomas, think Smallwood. Right here, you can line him up anywhere. Here he's detached again from the formation. I think you'll see Smallwood do that for the Philadelphia Eagles. So let's clear the screen. What do you get? You get the motion. But this time, what do you get? You get a jet sweep. They give him the ball. He's out in space once again. You're trying to get Wendell Smallwood the football in space. That's the kind of player he is, and I think that's the way he'll be used in the Philadelphia Eagles offense.
And it's not just about getting the ball into Smallwood's hands, because he can help other players on the offense just because of the way that he's used and his versatility. Let's take a look at how that versatility can help.
Yeah, and again, what you have here, and you're going to get what's called orbit motion, where that player is going to work behind the quarterback in kind of a reverse motion, but because it's behind, we call it orbit. And yet what happens is the defense starts to flow that way. And that's what you're looking for. You get a lot of flow toward that, and then you can run your base run game. So again, Smallwood could also be on the field with Auryan Matthews, and it could just be a base run play, which this essentially is, but it works off the orbit motion, and look what you get. You get people,
all these defenders.
Right. And they're working toward the action, the orbit action away, and now you get basically a base run for a good number of yards. So a guy like Wendell Smallwood is really an interesting piece in an offense, can be used in a variety of ways. He's not an eye back. I mean, he may get an eye run here and there, but that's not why you draft him. You draft him because he has possibilities for you in space, detached from the formation. He's kind of a multi-dimensional chess piece kind of player.
Athletic ability, creativity, and versatility. That's what the Eagles are getting in their fifth-round draft pick, Wendell Smallwood.